This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Once hearts are corrupted, then you will get corruption appearing on the earth. Once a heart is rectified, you will get rectification, you will get good actions on the earth. When you look at Musa alayhi salam, yes, he had three great enemies, and all three of them are mentioned by name. Okay, so here Allah is saying the name. But again, what the ulama of tafsir have said is that لِكُلِّ مُوسَى فِرْعَوْنَ, that every Moses will have a Pharaoh. There's a very important point here, is that the Quran, when it spoke about Musa alayhi salam and about Fir'aun, it didn't just tell us about a story that happened, 4,000 years back about Musa or Moses and Pharaoh. It told us the nature of evil tyrants. It told us about the nature of true men like Musa alayhi salam. And it told us about how, each of the political situation continued. Now, I haven't got time right now to go into the politics of, the leaders that are in the world, like Fir'aun was a man who was leading. Now, you're going to say that Fir'aun was the worst enemy of Musa alayhi salam, and he was the cause of all his problems. But Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, yes, he was one of the causes. But Allah says, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنِ, that there was a council behind Fir'aun. There's a whole shura, there's a council, there's a cabinet. And Allah talks a lot about this cabinet. And this cabinet, the influence of this cabinet appears more than the influence of Fir'aun and his strategic plans against Musa alayhi salatu salam. But as a quick reference, you can just look at the ninth juz. This is Surah Al-A'raf, which is the seventh surah of the Holy Quran. And you look at ayah number 109 or ayah number 127, and you will find the influence of the council on Fir'aun. So what Allah is saying is that there's a larger party that has an influence on the tyrant himself. So the tyrant, yes, he's a problem, but he's got a cabinet of about nine people, whoever, however many people, and they have an influence. If you look at the story of Thamud, the story of Salih alayhi salam and Thamud, you will see Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَكَانَ فِي قَوْمِ تِسْعَةُ رَحْطٍ يُسْدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla again said there were nine, barons who were, evil people who were influencing the entire nation. So there's nine, and Allah didn't mention their name, but he said there are nine people in the background who are influencing whatever was going on in the time of Salih alayhi salam. So what I want to say to you is that you might look at a country's government and the president or the prime minister, and you might think, well, that's the person that's making the decision. That's not true. That person is the mouth of these people. But the real brains of this person is a whole group of people. And you've got to understand that the root of the problem is much deeper than just targeting this one face. Because when that one person, whoever this government leader is, when he or she is replaced by another person, see what happens in most people, I've seen this, every 4 years we have election, right? Or every 4 years in America, or every 5 years here, or wherever, we have elections. And then what happens is that, people say, oh yeah, this is the new leader. Yeah, he's giving new promises. Yeah, he's going to make a big change. Yeah, yeah, let's vote for him and whatever. And then they do that. And then the fed up of the previous guy, they're fed up of him, and they know that he's an evil this, that, blah, 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 blah. And when he leaves, they're saying, Alhamdulillah, mashallah, we've got a new leader now, he'll bring new promises. And this guy slowly becomes no different to the last guy. So all it is, it's a facelift. That's all it is. It's a facelift. So it's the same body with a new face. Same body with a new head. La ilaha illallah.